The bathtub fiasco, Lucas had a secret, a big, hairy secret. You see, Lucas had made an unusual friend, the most well-known creature in American folklore, Mr. Bigfoot. And against Mom's one big rule, Lucas had let Mr. Bigfoot use the family bathtub. But this wasn't just any bath time. It was a bath that would go down in history as the Great Bathtub Fiasco. One morning, Mom marched into the bathroom and stopped dead in her tracks. "Splish splash, what is this?" she exclaimed, staring at the enormous bathtub ring, as dark and mysterious as the creature itself. The sound of Mom's shriek could probably be heard 3 blocks away. "And this hair!" Mom yelped, pulling strands as long and unruly as spaghetti from the drain. "Lucas, did you forget our little chat about mythical forest guests and plumbing?" But Mom's frustration turned into the silliest symphony of noises as she tugged and grunted, trying to unclog the hairy beast that the drain had become. "Huff, puff, ah! Come on out, you furry fiend!" With every pull, she made a noise that sounded like a duck honking in a tuba, and with every push, she sounded like a hiccuping hippo. Lucas couldn't help but giggle at the concert of silliness echoing from the bathroom. Then, Mom slipped on the big wet footprints covering the floor. "Whoa! A skating rink too?" she hooted, doing a wild, wobbly dance as she tried not to fall. Lucas doubled over in laughter, watching Mom slide and twirl like a clumsy ballerina. Finally, Mom stood straight, hands on her hips. "Lucas, next time you invite Mr. Bigfoot over, make sure he uses the creek," she declared. But she winked and cracked a smile, because despite the mess, life with Lucas and his big, not-so-imaginary friend was never dull. And that's how the tale of the bathtub fiasco became Lucas's favorite bedtime story. One that had a splash of trouble and a whole lot of laughs.